ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
What's up, my people of Walmart? How are you?
Hi. Oh, what are you all Target fancy over there or
Hells
what?
Yeah, and I got an Izod shirt on today, so yeah, I'm feeling kind of bougie.
And a bouge. Big money.
A little bouge. Yeah. At the risk of sounding like I'm 90 years old, I will give you the update on my finger really quick. I had to go back yesterday to the doctor.
Uh-huh.
It's still a little puffy this morning. It's feeling good. Swollen. I got full movement in it today.
Oh, yay.
We
That's
talked
an upgrade.
A lot about sausage finger, which is going to be my new nickname. Old sausage. DJ Sausage Finger.
Kielbasa.
Coming at you at the club. Still really don't know what's wrong with it.
Really?
But all signs are pointing to what Katie said
you
approximately
gout.
2 weeks ago, and I could have avoided everything. She's like, it might be the gout.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, so I've been referred. Oh, my gosh, is right.
Yeah.
I've been referred to a hand surgeon. So they want me to go in and talk to an actual hand surgeon. There's no tears in the tendons or anything. There is some fluid buildup in there. Could be infected. Inflammation in the joints. We talked about various things, which I hated talking about, rheumatoid arthritis.
Yeah.
I'm like, no,
yeah.
I should not be here right now. This
Seriously.
Is not me. This
That's
is I'm still 20 years old.
Not
you know,
a fun conversation.
I'm still dancing at Rock Island downtown in my mind. But yeah, she was. She said that. There was a couple different arthritis mentions. She's like, I don't think it's any of that because that'll just start hitting all your joints.
Yeah.
She's like, right now you just got the sausage finger going on. So anyway, I think it might be a gout situation. They put me on some new meds that I got to pick up today to see if that helps. But it feels weird to talk about this kind of stuff.
That's crazy, man, because you're just like literally one of the healthiest people. I
know.
You care so much about your health.
Here's part of it. I was reading a lot about it, and I talked to her a little bit in the office. I was like, from what I'm reading here, because we were just going over some stuff in the office, I was like, creatine. I was like, creatine can accentuate gout. And she's like,
no way.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yes way, buddy.
Well,
so
I take creatine.
Yeah,
so that's crazy.
Stop it,
can,
it.
It is crazy. You're so funny. So, yeah. So she said maybe lay off the creatine for a while. The red meats, the beer, any beer, which I haven't drank since we got back from Iowa, honestly. But she said that could be accentuating the joint issues. So
it's got to be the creatine.
I guess I can't get on my swole anymore.
No, that's
Dang.
The only thing you do that would attribute to that. I mean,
well,
you
the alcoholism is there too, Katie.
No, I don't drink. I really don't drink a lot.
You
no,
eat blueberries you in your oatmeal. Like, you
I know.
Are
I know,
literally
right?
one of the healthiest people I know.
Seriously.
You exercise regularly. Well, like, all of my friends who have gout are, I mean, they look like they talk on the radio.
I know. And that's
you
what she
mean?
Said too. She's
yeah.
like, yeah, she's like, yeah, I don't know. She's like, you're awfully healthy and a little too young still to be dealing with some of this, but she's like, you never know. She's like, a lot of times it'll flare up in your feet and your toes. She's like, I don't really see it a lot in your finger.
Yeah.
And then we were laughing about how when I went in for my MRI, and she's like, we don't really usually do MRIs on the fingers and stuff. And the MRI tech was like, this is a great day for me. She's like, I'm usually doing like breasts and things like that. Yeah. She's like, I don't really get to do fingers a lot. I was like, oh, well, today's your lucky day.
You're like, pull my finger.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see. I'm going to get on some new meds and you know, we'll just see if we kick it.
Well, and with the creatine real quick, it's such a relatively new supplement, I feel, or at least I'm just hearing about it in recent years. Do they know a whole lot about it yet? Like, what are the
It's actually, creatine is like one of the most researched supplements
like,
out there. It's
really?
Like one of the biggest.
Okay.
There's so much information on it. And she said she wanted me to get off of it anyway because it'll throw off kidney levels when they do like kidney testing and urinalysis stuff. She's like, it'll throw all sorts of stuff off. She's like, She's like, you don't need it. You don't need it.
You don't need it.
She's like, just stick to the whey protein, bro. Yeah. Spot me, bro.
Extra PB.
Yeah. So anyway, there's your update at the risk of sounding like I need a walker.
That actually like blows my mind though, man. I just did not think it. I thought you pulled a tendon or something.
Yep, tendons are looking good.
You're such a healthy dude.
Anyway, there's your update.
Aww,
buddy.
I do want to talk about the video that you posted yesterday, Katie, because I don't know how you're dealing with this. Tell everybody again what's going on.
Is what I'm doing. So like for the past week and a half, I guess maybe even pushing 2 weeks now, I have been dealing with whenever I go home, first of all, I walk into my apartment and immediately I hear multiple dogs howling. And I'm talking howling and multiple dogs. It's not just one. And then, you know, it'll last for like a minute and then it'll stop. And then like 10 minutes later, they'll get going again. And this is a cycle. And it, I mean, oh, it's like I've called my front office folks 3 times now. Like yesterday was the 3rd time. And each and every time they talk to me like it's the 1st time. Well, what's your, we're going to write up a report. And I'm like, no, there are reports. Like this is now the 3rd report we're writing up. Maybe you could go back and reference the other 2 reports. But it's not even just, I am annoyed with the sound, but I'm also very nervous about these dogs because they do not sound happy. It's happening all the time. I'm just wondering if the people in the apartment over there, how are they letting these dogs just howl?
You probably
howl?
Got a couple bloated carcasses over there is my guess.
It's funny. Like Josh and I were talking when he came in. He's like, has anyone done a welfare check on these people?
Yeah,
and I was
they might
like,
be
listen,
dead.
I've told my front office people multiple times. I even called maintenance.
Well,
over
how
the
long
weekend.
Have you? You said it's 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Wouldn't the dogs be dead?
You'd think.
No, they're eating the humans. They can get by for a while.
Could you imagine?
I got the audio of it. I don't know how you are dealing with this.
Yeah.
It sounds like a haunted house. Yeah. Here you go. I can't imagine dealing with that on a daily basis.
And then when it's not that, it is the dogs just barking over and over for like 5 minutes. And I'm like every 3 seconds, roof, 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 roof. Like,
how was it?
Yeah,
how was
like
it?
Roof.
Close.
Yeah. But it is insane.
Are you pounding on the wall at all?
I haven't pounded on the wall. Here's the thing is I, again, have called my front office people because I feel like that's protocol when it comes to apartment living. This is all kind of new to me, too. So it's the first time I've came across this situation while I'm living in an apartment, right? So I've tried yelling at the dogs in Spanish through the wall. That didn't really work.
Hola!
I know.
Hola!
Cayete! Cayete! That's why over and over. It's not soothing them. So then again, I called the front office quite a few times and maintenance. And now I'm wondering, again, I did post this on my stories, on our Jeremy, Katie, Josh story as well. I've had multiple people message me and tell me I need to call animal control. And then somebody said I need to put a note on this person's door. I don't know if I'm ready to go there because then that is me taking it upon myself to talk to these people, and I just don't know how they're going to react.
Don't you think you should just skip the line and do a welfare check?
I don't know.
Like, don't call maintenance. Call, like, the police and say, hey, like, these dogs have been barking for 2 weeks, and I have not seen the owner.
Yeah.
You can do that.
I don't know. Because
you can do it. You
again,
can,
or sniff test.
You
go over to their door.
Anonymously.
Lean down and give it a good whiff there at the bottom of the door.
Again,
see if you can smell anything.
I don't know these people. I have never met them.
Well,
let your complex deal with it. You don't want to get involved.
Yeah, I don't know who they are.
Yeah, but
you can
do welfare checks anonymously. You wouldn't be involved at all. And then if you see the ambulance and the coroner show up,
now
you know.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm like, you know.
But again, I've lived here for a minute. Like, it's not like I just moved in now. Like, I've lived here for a while. This has never happened. That's and even yesterday, I'm like out trying to figure out what this is. And I go outside and there's like 10 dogs in the dog area and they're all barking at these dogs
I would
howling.
Move immediately.
I know. It's just so much.
I think
the
best step is to move.
Like what I loved about this place is it was so quiet and homey and it really felt like I was all by myself up on that 3rd floor.
Nope.
And now I have company and I'm like, I don't like I kind of like being by myself, actually.
It's like you live in a kennel.
It's, yeah, and that's the thing. Is like, it sounds like these dogs are, like, in kennels or something, you know, because that's what a dog sounds like when
totally.
They're in a kennel,
absolutely.
You know? And so it just, it's got me sad for them. It's got me sad for these
I'm
dogs.
Sad for you.
And sad for me. I know. I'm also sad for me, so... Oh, it's been a week. I tell you what. All
right, Katie. Well, good luck with everything.
Thank you.
I'd go pound on their door maybe, too. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm scared.
I don't know. Because I don't want them to yell at you.
Yes, I'm scared
exactly.
a little. Like, I am. I don't want to. And then they know who I am. They know who the person next to them is.
Well, for Check
go
Anonymous.
Go run into a Spirit Halloween and get yourself a mask.
I know. Maybe a wig, right?
Yeah.
Go in there in a scream mask.
Get like a Trump mask or something.
I'm here for your dogs.
Hey, your dogs are barking nonstop. Some of the biggest barking ever, frankly.
It's annoying, though. I will tell you that. Like, I love dogs, but I want these ones to shut up. Like, I'm some over
right.
it.
Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless. That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce. From brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place. From inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify. For your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.